1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And there we are. We are back on Green Sports. Make that on the WJPA Sports Network. Brought to you by the CNX Foundation. Thanks for joining us wherever you are, including the free audio side on WJPA AM and also the video on the NFHS Network, where tonight it's the WPIAL Class 2A Girls Basketball First Round featuring the 14-seeded Southside Rams and the 3rd-seeded Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. The Rams, 9-12 on the season, all things considered, had high expectations, but ultimately didn't really live up to quite those expectations, but still ended up in the big dance after all, and have gone on a little bit of a run to end the regular season, winners of 4 of the last 6 to close out the year, including the only losses to a pair of playoff teams, that being Brentwood and Fort Cherry, but that was highlighted by a one-point victory over Burgettstown. Chartiers Houston, on the other hand, 18-3 on the season, and at one point was poised to be one of the top dogs in the WPIAL. We'll see if that'll ring true with a first-round performance here tonight. This is the WJPA Sports Network, and it's brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Camera Bartolotta from Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania's Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Sylvanian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. And Schweine Broaden Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town. And they're looking for drivers just like you. We're back in a moment on the Visit Green County pregame show as Chartiers Houston and Southside Beaver will do battle in just a few minutes.
CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at cameraforsenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome in to Chartiers Houston High School, wherever you are, as tonight it's the WPIAA L-Class 2A girls basketball first round. The 14th-seeded Southside Rams and the 3rd-seeded Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. I'm Brandon Rossi, joined by my partner Bobby Fox. Our producer this evening is Jason Tennant. And our producer and our camera operators this evening are Hannah Knoll alongside Mr. Bennett for the WJPA Sports Network. Brandon Bennett, that is, on the production crew. And Bobby, when you look at these two teams, one thing that sticks out is Southside's, lack of offense right now. 29 points per game in the playoffs, second fewest in all of the WPIAL, regardless of classification. But it's a strong defense when you look at the flip side of things. Able to get here with strong defense, and, they find a way to get into the dance. So we'll see if that can play to Southside's advantage, making it back after last year, a WPIL semifinalist appearance, a state playoff win as well under their name. But this year, completely different makeup.
Yeah, this is a Southside team that comes into tonight with only 7 players. They had Katie Ellis as well. She is not on the team as of when we talked to head coach Brent Derrick. They started out the year just 2-4, really struggled at times, multiple 3-game losing streaks, but they finished the season out strong, winning 3 of their final 4. However, they ended the regular season with a 75-19 loss to Section 2 2A champion Fort Cherry. So this is a Southside team. You wonder how head coach Brent Derrick is going to handle the rotation with only 7 players. How do you keep fresh bodies out there against a much larger Chartiers Houston roster in terms of numbers? On the other side, Laura Montecalvo, well-known name, not just for the exploits of her father, but for her own athletic exploits. She's got a robust roster with plenty of firepower to it. A Chartiers Houston team that won Section 3 of Class 2A, 18-3 on the season. They went undefeated in section competition. You were talking about the offenses. Chartiers Houston comes in tonight averaging 51.6 points per game. Southside on their side, 29.9. The defenses are much more similar. Southside giving up 36.3 a game. Chartiers Houston, 32.8. So, again, it's going to come down to if Southside can find some offensive rhythm and just how are they going to be able to last stamina-wise against a Chartiers Houston team that's going to be able to throw a lot more bodies out on the court.
Yeah, if you're Southside, you really got to hang in there early given the lack of bodies. Only 7 dress tonight, while Chartiers Houston has, a pretty healthy amount on the bench. So Chartiers Houston, you got to put them away early in this first-round game. And also, too, with the Buccaneers, a couple of standout players you mentioned, Allie Wingard and Amelia Bros, who have led the way this season. Bros returning after missing last year with a torn ACL. And Allie Wingard, who also is a senior leader, is kind of a do-it-all threat for Chartiers Houston. You got to think that here tonight, with the numbers that they have, the advantage that Chartiers Houston has, you got to imagine that Coach Laura Montecalvo wants to get those two going early.
Yeah, and again, it's going to come down to not only the size of the roster, but if you look at these two teams warming up, the height advantage certainly seems to go to Chartiers Houston as well. You just wonder if the Buccaneers are going to try to establish a physical style of play and really put the strain on this small rostered Southside team.
Absolutely. As we'll step aside on the Visit Greene County pregame show, our national anthem about to commence in just under 90 seconds here at Chartiers Houston. Southside and the Buccaneers set the new battle in just a moment on the Visit Greene County pregame show.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
National anthem just concluding here at Chartiers Houston. This is the Visit Greene County pregame show. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Southside Rams at guard, a 5'5 junior. Number 0, Maya Ringhoff. At guard, a 5'3 freshman. Number 2, Gia Derrick. At forward, a 5'6 sophomore. Number 3, Alexis Cook. At guard, a 5'7 senior. Number 11, Melodia Pavlovich. In at forward, a 6-foot sophomore, number 21, Ariel Pulcher. Again, that's Cook, Ringhoff, Derek, Pavlovich, and Pulcher for head coach Brent Derrick and assistants Ray Fisher and Allie Boyd.
For the Buccaneers, led by head coach Laura Monacalvo, she's assisted by Brad Scott, Frank Zabraski. 5'4", sophomore guard, number 0, Sophie Pallone. 5'7", sophomore guard, number 1, Mackenzie Walsh. 5'8", sophomore guard, number 3, Ava Kolovich. Number 14 is 5'10", senior guard Allie Wingard. And rounding it out is 5'8", sophomore forward, number 25, Aubrey Rosance. Pallone, Walsh, Kolovich, the trio of sophomore guards, joined by Wingard and Rosance. By the way, too, we haven't had a chance to mention this yet. The winner of this game will take on the winner of 6th-seeded Aliquippa and 11th-seeded Beth Center on Friday at a site and time to be named.
We're back in a moment. This is the Visit Greene County pregame show. When we come back, it's opening tip. Correction, we're going to keep it here on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation. And the Chartiers Houston starting lineup getting introduced out to the hometown crowd. But we mentioned how Chartiers Houston, one of the better teams in Class 2A, as evidenced with the number 2 seed that they earned. But here's another thing that we didn't really talk about. 4 sophomores, 1 senior in the lineup. That is looking really good for the future for Char Houston.
Yeah, I don't see Laura Monacalvo's squad fading away anytime in the near future. Coming off of last year's appearance, when, of course, these 4 sophomores were all freshmen, They beat Brentwood 51-28 in the first matchup of the 2025 playoffs. Chartiers Houston was serving as the sixth seed. Then they lost to the three seed Winchester Thurston 40-27. They made it to the PIAA playoffs, lost to Aliquippa 56-42. Southside had a nice run in the playoffs last year. They beat Ellis 54-16, beat Fort Cherry 45-32, lost in the semis by only five, the top seed in Neshannock, beat Lakeview out of District 10 by a point in the state playoffs, and then were defeated 58-31 by Red Bank Valley in the second round of the PIAA postseason.
Here's another thing to keep in mind, too. One of the records I like to keep track of is records against fellow Class 2A playoff teams. Chartiers Houston, 8-1 against fellow playoff teams. Only loss this season was to Winchester Thurston out of the 2A playoff field. Southside, 2-6.
Wow.
In that regard. And we're underway with Southside winning the opening tip. They work from right to left as we describe it, as Gia Derrick trapped on a full court press. And now dribbling in is Pavlovich. Banks it off the window. Too strong. Rebound will go to Allie Wingard. And Wingard tightroping the far sideline. She steps out of bounds, and Southside gets the ball right back off the early turnover 20 seconds in.
But Gia Derrick may get hit with a foul along the far side. Instead, referee says clean contact and the turnover instead. We want to thank Athletic Director Dan Alderson for putting us up here.
Turnover on the travel by Southside.
Outstanding Athletic Director here. Beautiful Chartiers Houston campus. One of my favorite gymnasiums to go to as well.
It's one of the roomiest, I would say, in the WPIL, especially in the smaller schools category. So always a real nice setup down here as Roseanne's kicked around the left wing to Mackenzie Walsh. Now in the left wing corner, Kolovich uncorks a three short. Rebound Derrick right at the free throw line. Nearly got caught with a carry there as she dribbles wildly over to the left side. Double teamed and kicks behind her to Pavlovich. Melodia Pavlovich slings out. And in between four defenders, may have gotten a shot off, no good. Second chance by Cook is blocked, and here come the Buccaneers back the other way. And a dribble drive, and it's lost out of bounds. Southside poked it out, so the Buccaneers retain possession a minute into the first quarter, still looking for our first points.
Like this aggressive defensive approach with the trapping by Chartiers Houston.
And the inbound lobbed in at the left wing. Over to Kolovich, she swings out left side to Pallone. Now it's Mackenzie Walsh, left wing corner three. That's off the line as well. Kolovich scoops in the rebound, bounces it over to the right block for Roseanne. Lost it, but she cleans it back up. And left wide open, left wing, Sophie Paulin. And that's no good. Ball is rebounded away to Kolovich. And Kolovich finds Walsh again, but they pass the ball around at the top side. 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Still no points to be scored.
Couple of offensive rebounds on this possession by the Buccaneers.
Walsh cross-court pass to the left wing and a pull-up by Kolovich. That one also bricked. And it's last touch by Southside as Pavlovich thought about going for it, but it bounced off her too late, and the Buccaneers get it back.
Chartiers Houston settling for a lot of long jump shots here on this possession. I'd like to see them get to the basket. A little higher percentage shot.
And Allie Wingard kicks out on a long range two. And just like that, like you said, Bobby, that long range game, even though that was a long two by Aubrey Roseanne, she airballed it. And you got to think that if Wingard chose to go to the hoop, probably had a better percentage chance of getting on the board. Southside inbounds. It's Pavlovich. Full court press is on by Chartiers Houston. She lobs it over to Derrick, who beats the press. Three defenders in her grill, and she arcs it over the net. That's bounced out off of Paulone, and it's out of play. It's Southside ball.
Don't know if Derrick could see it, but had Alexis Cook wide open on the other side of the paint. Nice job by that aggressive Chartiers Houston defense to turn that try away.
Ringhoff inbounded three to the right to the left wing corner for Gia Derrick. No good. Rebound Pulcher, but she lost it. Goes to Ava Kolovich, and she'll reset for the Buccaneers. 2 minutes in, no score. Kolovich dribbles to the right. Now Pallone. Pallone. And she kicks it to Walsh on the right wing. Walsh dribble drive to the left side. Now goes to Kolovich again. Kolovich inside the key with a little euro, and our first basket of the game is good for Ava Kolovich. It's an and one.
Nice finish by Kolovich.
And they got Arielle Pulcher with the foul, her first team first. Kolovich last year was, Coach Montecalvo said, really impressed and is already viewed as one of the leaders for this very young Buccaneer team as Kolovich converts the three-point play. It's 3-0 Bucks, 5:37 to go in the first. And the inbound is tipped away. Good defense there by Pallone, and it's picked up by Walsh. Walsh gets it out to Pallone, and now it's kicked out left wing. New possession for CH. Kolovich. Kolovich now gets a defender to go flying, and Kolovich is at the right wing, gets around a defender, kicks around to Rosance, and Pallone. Left wing now to Walsh. Cross-court pass. It's Kolovich taking it three. That's short. Ball is bounced around into the hands of Rosance. That's missed again. And the layup, or the rebound, rather, picked up by Wingard, and the three missed by Pallone. And Southside had the rebound initially, but it's thrown away quickly in a jump ball. Triggered on that left wing side between Pallone and Cook. Possession stays with Chartiers Houston.
Kind of controlled chaos down there right now when Chartiers Houston is on offense. But a second possession, they've had at least three offensive rebounds.
Inbound to Mackenzie Walsh. Kicks out to the left wing corner for Kolovich. Kolovich now kicks back to Pallone. Pallone gets around Derek and takes a three. Side swiping to the right, and it's good. Sophie Pallone makes it a 6-0 early Chartiers Houston lead. And Alexis Cook now backs up to the left wing corner. Cook to Pulcher now. Pavlovich drives on the left block, and she's able to arc it up and in. Melania Pavlovich puts Southside on the board first.
Pavlovich may have gotten away with a carry there.
6-2, Chartiers Houston up, 4:20 to go in the first. Walsh to Rosance, now on the left wing. Pallone, another three, another burial! 2 threes for Sophie Pallone. She's been letting it fly early, and she's starting to find her groove. 9-2 Bucks.
Yeah, three straight possessions with 3 points.
And a pull-up from the free throw line by Pavlovich. Ball is skipped around to Kolovich, and she has the defensive rebound for the Bucks. And a foul before the pass from Kolovich. It's going to go against Pavlovich. That's her first, Southside's second team foul. With 3:51 to go in the first quarter, 9-2. As you take a look at the replay on the video side of NFHS, as Melania Pavlovich able to get through before the three by Sophie Pallone makes it 9-2 Bucks. 3:45 to go in the first, and a quick steal potentially by Pavlovich as she nearly intercepted Kolovich, but too wild off her hands, out of bounds. Pallone inbound in front of the gargantuan Buccaneer logo at half court.
It's a good way of putting it.
It's Kolovich to Walsh on the right wing. Now back to the 10-foot volleyball line. Where it was Rosance catching with Walsh. Walsh dribbles around the right side. Kicks back to Kolovich. They've been leaving the left wing open for a while, but Gia Derrick gets the steal. Puts it off the backboard and in. Good defense by the freshman, Gia Derrick.
Yeah, she's looked good in this first 5 minutes or so.
9-4, Chartiers Houston up. 3 minutes and change to play in the first. Rosance on the right side. They pass back and forth between her and Pallone. Now Kolovich. Kolovich catches wildly. Goes to Pallone on the right wing. Trying to set something up, but Southside defensively not letting up a lot of room for the Bucks to get a shot off.
Derek nearly jumped another route.
Now, good catch by Kolovich. Pulls up from seven outside the right block, and Kolovich nails it. It is 11-4 Bucks.
She's got five.
With 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Now on the right wing corner, Derek goes back, and Pavlovich steals the ball away from her own teammate, Pulcher, and nearly ripped away from Cook. Pulcher gets it back, retains possession for the Rams. Ringhoff behind her to Pavlovich. Pavlovich now will drive, lost the dribble, and kicked out. Gia Derrick, three ball. That's offline. Wedgied in between the backboard and the rim, and a jump ball on the rebound. No, they're calling a foul on the rebound between Rosance and Pavlovich. As it was earlier to get 4 points for Southside, a good steal there by Gia Derrick, and they get the foul on Rosance, her first team first. And our first sub is in. It's Kalani Williams. Inbound to Gia Derrick. Dribbling to her right at the top of the key. Pavlovich. And Pavlovich shuffled the feet before passing to her left. And it's a turnover. Chartiers Houston ball, 2:05 to go in the first, up seven.
I'll be honest, Brandon. Pavlovich has shuffled her feet almost from the start.
Yep.
And she finally got caught.
Bucks have the lead and the ball. Right wing, Pallone. Pallone thought about going behind to Kolovich, but instead hands it off to Kalani Williams. Williams in the left wing corner, takes a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound in the middle of the key by Wingard. She falls down trying to draw contact, no avail. And it stays with the Bucks.
Well, I love the way Wingard carries herself. A lot of contact, no complaining. Got back up, looked immediately to the bench to see what head coach Montecalvo had to say.
Inbound goes to Kolovich. She dribbles around in the backcourt. Now takes a three. Top side, it's good. Ava Kolovich makes it 14-4 Bucks. 1:30 to go in the first.
8 points for Kolovich.
And she nearly had the steal there as Pavlovich gets the dribble back. Southside's got to get it into the front court. They do. And it's stolen away quickly by Kolovich as soon as they get the ball over in the front court. Now it's coming right back to Walsh. Kolovich resets, looks to her right, and feeds it off to Pallone on the right wing before giving it right back to Kolovich. Kolovich hands off now, dribbling to her right. Pallone now to Walsh. Walsh at the right lane, stops from 12. That goes in and out of the rim. Rebound goes to Kalani Williams. She gets her own rebound. That one also went in and out. Kolovich, another pull-up, and that one's short. Rebound to Wingard. Chartiers Houston has dominated the offensive glass and been able to maintain possession pretty much through the entirety of the first quarter, which has 36 ticks remaining. Long three, Pallone. That rattled in and out. And that one is hauled in by Poulter, and a foul is called on the Bucks.
So it's going to go against Williams.
It is. Her first, team second. And our first sub in the game for the Rams, it's Caitlin Miller. And for the Bucks, this is Brooklyn Hess.
One thing I've noticed, Brandon, I think a big reason Southside's getting beaten so badly on the offensive boards, they're just not finishing their defensive rebounds. They're getting a piece of it, not pulling it in.
Another turnover off the inbound. It's stolen by Kolovich, and it gets it off to Hess. Kicked out. Kolovich on the right block. Kolovich runs the baseline, kicks out to Hess on the left wing corner. Now it's Mackenzie Walsh firing it right back to Kolovich in the corner.
There's another travel that wasn't called.
To Williams at the top side now. Williams kicks out. Kolovich for three. Short again. And right at the buzzer, the shot is short by Walsh, and they couldn't clean up the scraps. That's how we end the first. It's 14-4, Chartiers Houston on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection. That's the power of Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Back again at Chartiers Houston. We're about to begin the second quarter as the Bucks have a 14-4 lead over Southside, and most of it has to do with Ava Kolovich and Sophie Pallone. Kolovich has 8 points, Pallone with six. And Chartiers Houston, the game plan early has been to shoot early and often. The field goal percentage isn't looking too good, but they've been jacking up a lot of shots, and they have this 10-point lead.
It's been kind of a quantity over quality look so far. A lot of long-range, low-percentage shots, but they're doing so much of this, forcing turnovers. They don't have to be super efficient.
Williams steals it from Poulter, and it's given up to Mackenzie Walsh, who lays it in for two.
Her first points. Each team coming into this second quarter had just two players with points.
And a foul right before the steal.
It's Williams. It's her second already.
It is. That's her second, team first, as Mr. Bobby Fox had mentioned. 16-4 Bucks up, 21 seconds into the second quarter.
Southside's got to figure out some way to beat this press.
Pavlovich lobs it up to Derek. That's really been the only way they've been able to beat the press, as Derek kicks it out off her own foot, and Chartier's Houston ball. The only way they've been able to beat the press is those long lob passes into the front court where Derek just seems to reside.
Chartier's Houston runs such high energy, though. As soon as they can get across half court, they're immediately into a trap. And Southside just has not been able to set up offense all day.
Right wing, Kolovich dribbles to her left, takes a three from the right wing, and Kolovich in double figures already with 11.
First 5 points of this second quarter going to Chartier's Houston. Southside's got to sink back and get some help.
There's four players pressing on Southside. Pavlovich finally able to get it over right at 9.5, seemingly. And Derek nearly threw it back away to half court. Pavlovich has it. And Pavlovich, Euro inside the key. That one brick. Pavlovich is blocked by Wingard. And the ball is given up to Mackenzie Walsh. Walsh over to Hess on the right block. And Hess walked. Chartiers Houston up 15 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Maya Ringhoff back in for Southside, relieving Alexis Cook.
Good finish there by Walsh on the replay. Then the three-pointer, putting Ava Kolovich into double digits.
Inbound to Pavlovich. And again, the Chartiers Houston full-court press is really causing some problems.
Oh, athletic move.
Swan behind the back, saved by Brooklyn Hess, right into the hands of Mackenzie Walsh, who finishes it, and a timeout taken by Coach Derek and the Southside Rams on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. It's 21-4 Bucks.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
30-second timeout just about over. We got 6:28 to go in the second quarter, and Chartiers Houston up 21-4 after some brilliant athletic feats by Brooklyn Hess, who got the steal initially off of a full-court press, and right on the near wing, she swanned it over her back, behind her back. Mackenzie Walsh was there to pick it up, and she put it in for the easy two. Long-range pass to Derek again, and that one picked up by Allie Wingard, so that's a steal for her. Wingard back the other way, left block, up and in.
First points for Wingard.
First points for the senior, and that one bounces off of Ringhoff's hands, out of play, Bucks ball.
Well, and this is exactly what Southside couldn't allow to happen, and that let the game get out of hand early. Down 19, you got that short bench. The only way I see them starting to chip away into this, they got to figure out that press, and they got to start getting Chartiers in foul trouble.
Allie Wingard takes the inbound right away and scores the easy two, 25-4 Bucks, 2 minutes into the second. Another steal again for Walsh. And that one goes over to Brooklyn Hess, who gets Poulter to go flying, and the rebound, Kolovich, she can't put it in. Hess is fouled on the way up. She'll shoot two.
11-0 run, I should say, to open this second quarter.
And the foul is on Arielle Poulter, her second team.
Thank
first
you.
Of the quarter. So Brooklyn Hess on the line on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
1-for-2 trip for Brooklyn Hess as she goes to the bench with a couple of subs in. 5:52 to go in the second quarter. Chartiers Houston up 26-4, and the full court press really getting to the Rams, but they break it now with Alexis Cook. She lost the dribble and it's picked up by Williams for a moment, and then Wingard able to clean it back up. Wingard back up the floor, tries to feed it to Kolovich. It's poked out by Pavlovich, and it stays with the Bucks.
It's now up to a 12-0 run for Chartiers here in the second quarter.
And a 30-second timeout for the Bucks. We'll take it with them. They're up 26-4 with 5:36 to play in the second on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation. Chartiers Houston dominating early on against Southside with 5:36 to go in the second. The Bucks are up 26-4, and the inbound coming up from Walsh, and she gets it in to Kolovich. Kolovich swings out to the top of the key where it's handed off to Pallone. Back to Kolovich it goes. Kolovich looks for somewhere to go. Gets the wing guard on the left wing. Wing guard, now Pallone, left wing corner. Fakes a three, now goes to her right. Kicks out to Kalani Williams. And Williams lost it. Bounces off the very bottom of the backboard, and it's outlast off Williams. South side ball.
Look at bewilderment from the South side bench. I think they wanted a travel on Williams.
It was a wild sequence of events for Williams, at least shuffling her feet, and Alexis Cook throws it right into the thigh of a Buck, and it's Kolovich getting the steal. She dumps it off to Kalani Williams. 28-4.
I've got that as her first points of the evening.
Likewise over here, as Southside back in transition, it's Pavlovich dumps it off, and Derek thought about it, and Derek is swarmed under by three white jerseys. A jump ball called, and possession will go back to Char Houston.
Buccaneers will summon Aubrey Rosanz from the bench. Brandon, we've got five different Bucks scoring in this second quarter.
Certainly a far cry from the first, where it was just Pallone and Kolovich. Pallone hasn't scored any points in the first since the first quarter. And Kolovich has kind of helped spread the wealth here for Chartiers Houston. Allie Wingard drives in. That's blocked away by the Rams. That block, good one by Ariel Pulcher.
As you can see here,
Pulcher's got some size to her. 6 foot tall, just a sophomore, matched up against the 5'10 Wingard. And Pulcher gets the block again off the inbound to Wingard. So Pulcher, a 2-for-2 trip in terms of blocking the big for Char Houston.
You know things are going your way when you can smile like Wingard did after getting blocked on back-to-back possessions.
Inbound at three ball, Sophie Pallone from the right wing corner, and Chartiers Houston up by 27.
She's up to 9 points, her first bucket of the second quarter.
Alexis Cook bounces, and that one tripped away. Derek got it screened away by a Buck, and it's picked up by Kolovich. Tons of steals for the Bucks here with about halfway through the second quarter. Well on our way to a running second half clock if the score keeps up. Pallone zigging and zagging to the top of the key. Hands it off to the left wing for Walsh. Walsh dribble drives, shorts it off the front of the rim. Gets her own rebound and scores. Mackenzie Walsh with six. And Char Houston up by 29 with just under four to play in the second.
Here's a question for you. When was the last time Southside actually set up their offense?
I would say the first quarter, as Wingard nearly got the steal. But jump ball as Southside pounces on it with Wingard. And the Rams will get the ball back. We'll see if they can actually set up their offense this time.
High energy second chance basket there from Walsh, as we saw in our replay.
As the inbound goes to Melania Pavlovich, and it's stolen yet again. Sound like a broken record now as Kolovich kicks. Left wing three in and out for Walsh. Gets the rebound back, does Rosanz, swings it out to the right side. Cross-court feed to the left wing. Kolovich for three. That's off the front of the rim. Rosanz swings out behind, and did they get a foul? Yes, they did. Looks like Ringhoff was the guilty party. Nope, they got Ariel Pulcher. That's already her third foul. She's in foul trouble already with a depleted bench for Southside, and that's the last thing you need is Hannah Russell in for the Bucks, alongside Caitlin Miller for the Rams.
Yeah, Poulter's going to have to go to the bench with those three fouls. I mean, it's a very real possibility, depending on how this game develops, that Southside has to be careful. They may not even be able to finish this game with five players. There was a carry.
Pallone lost it as it's bounced out by Pavlovich, but Pallone saves it before going out in front of the scores table. Kolovich to the 10-foot volleyball line. Swings to the left wing for Wingard, and Wingard shuffled the feet. A walk is called, and it goes back to the Rams with 3:11 to go in the second. Chartiers Houston up 33-4.
19-0 run here, but this is a slow-moving clock, isn't it?
Well, it feels slow just because
there's so many stoppages.
Yes. As Southside finally over in the offense, Chartiers Houston doing a tremendous job to not even let the Rams get set up. And another steal and a layup goes out for Allie Wingard, but she'll get two cracks at the charity strike. And the foul is on Melodia Pavlovich, her second. Chartiers Houston up 33-4 with 2:57 to go in the second on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Wingard goes 2-for-2 on that trip to make it a 35-4 Chartiers Houston lead. If it remains a 30-point gap at halftime, it will be a running clock for the second half as Southside gets it into the front court finally. Pavlovich trapped by a couple of bucks, and really Chartiers Houston has gotten so much pressure against the Rams. There's a foul on Wingard, her first, team second. And it's virtually impossible for Southside to set anything up.
Yeah, that was the first time we've seen their set offense here in the second quarter. By the way, during that last break, Grace Littlecott checking in for Chartiers Houston, the freshman guard.
First time we've seen her. We got four freshmen now that have seen time for the Bucks. Here's a three left wing that's drained by Alexis Cook.
Her first points of the quarter for the Rams.
So it's now a 28-point lead for Chartiers Houston as the Bucks take about 10 seconds to inbound. The ball was all the way out into the backcourt over on that right hand, on that right wing. And as Pallone tries to get it across half court, the foul is called on Melodia Pavlovich. And, well, Pavlovich, she's got three fouls, team's fourth. So now two players with foul trouble already for Southside.
And we got a substitution for Chartiers Houston. We're going to bring Walsh back in. Yeah, you've got two of your prime players in foul trouble with Pavlovich and Poulter.
And Pavlovich and Poulter have seemed to be the ones doing a lot of the dirty work for Southside. And there's a steal there for a moment by Cook.
Maybe.
And a jump ball. Back to Char Houston.
Even when they get the steal, they can't get possession.
That was one of the better defensive plays Southside has had since early on in the first quarter. Now, keep in mind, the Bucks led 14-4 after one, but they took a lot of shots and now are finding their groove. There's a steal by Pavlovich, ripping it away from Hannah Russell. Pavlovich up the floor and just throws it off the backboard, triggering a foul. And that'll send her to the line with 2:07 to play in the second quarter. Bucks up 35-7 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Pavlovich shorted the first shot, and the second shot up in the air and may have airballed it. At best, maybe grazed the left side of the rim, but out of bounds, Bucks ball.
According to the student section of Chartiers Houston, they're saying it was an air ball.
Well, they're also on the other side of the gym from where Pavlovich took those free throws, facing the lobby area of the gymnasium. Cross court feed to Pallone, and now they go around the world. Left side to Kolovich, who backs up to the 10-foot volleyball line. And Hess over to the right wing. Now it's Pallone. Southside defensively starting to get its bearings together. And a 3-second violation is called. Possession back to the Rams with 1:44 to go in the second.
Yeah, it looked like Wingard camped out in the paint.
And Ringhoff inbounds to Alexis Cook. Southside at half court. They go backwards now to Pavlovich. Gets across half court. Long lobbing pass to Cook. Feeds it inside. And kick back out to Pavlovich. Now on the left wing, it's Cook. Pavlovich. A couple of defenders in her grill. Goes behind to Cook. Cook back to Pavlovich, trying to free her up and unsuccessful. And Cook thought about taking the three. Goes to Pavlovich instead. That's missed badly. Rebound hauled in by the Bucks. And now the other way. Allie Wingard up and fouled by Cook. And Wingard will shoot two more. With 109 to play in the second quarter, Bucks up by 28 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Both shots go in for Allie Wingard. Back to a 30-point lead for the Bucks with just over a minute to play in the second quarter.
Freshman,
I was going to say Emma Dial checks in, but Wingard gets the steal, misses the bunny. Second chance up and a foul again. And that she'll get sent to the line with 59.4 ticks remaining. Bucks up by 30 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Two good free throws for Allie Wingard. Makes the score 39-7 Buccaneers. And tipped out of play by Kolovich as they try to get it across half court through the Rams. And Southside will have to inbound with 50 seconds left in the second quarter. Down by a lot. 32 points.
Wingard has scored 10 points here in the second quarter, so she's outscoring the entire Southside team for the entirety of the game in this period.
Pavlovich drives in. It's shorted off the rim. Rebound Wingard. She lobs it up ahead for Emma Dial. Dial lost it over her shoulder, and that goes out. Good defense by Derek. And we got substitutions in. It's Cameron Myers, the freshman in for Chartiers Houston with 38.1 seconds remaining in the second quarter. That's the sixth freshman we've now seen enter this playoff game for the Bucks. Melodia Pavlovich at the volleyball line and gets it out to Cook. Stops at the free throw line, left elbow side. Gia Derrick takes it three, short off the side of the rim on that left wing side. That one last touched by Derrick out of bounds. Star Houston ball with just over 20 seconds left in the second. Bucks already up by a bunch, and you got to think, worst-case scenario, you know, the worst case right now is it's normal running clock for the second half or at least the beginning of it. Pavlovich bumps this out of play, but the way that things are going, looks like we're well on our way to a running clock in the second half, Bobby.
Yeah, it's been a rough go of it for Southside. They've been fighting. You can see the effort is there. It's just the lack of numbers, this press, the speed of Chartiers Houston has just been too much.
And the pass to Mackenzie Walsh, she puts it up and in. 41-7 Bucks. Waning seconds now as Caitlin Miller gets behind everyone, tries to lay it up and in, and she'll shoot free throws with 0.8 of a second left. An ill-advised foul there given up by the Bucks, but the Rams will get two more cracks at the rim with a foul on Mackenzie Walsh. That's her first and the team's fourth. First shot by Caitlin Miller off the side of the rim. And, well, the way she took the free throw, instead of using her left, she's a right-handed shooter. Instead of taking her left hand to spin the ball, she just shoots it almost entirely with her right hand. The first shot, no good. Second shot is propelled in. 41-8, Star Houston will hold on to the ball and take the 41-8 lead in the halftime against Southside on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone.
Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Back again at Chartiers Houston, where the Buccaneers will have a mercy rule advantage going into the second half, up 41-8 over the Southside Rams. Thanks for listening for free on the WJPA Sports Network on the AM side and also on our website. But the video is up on the NFHS Network. And Bobby, with this 41-8 score, you'd think that it's just the offense is not there. And yes, that's partially true. But that's because Chartiers Houston defensively, almost a flawless performance.
Yeah, I haven't been able to keep track of steals. I don't know if I'd be able to, even with a spotter. It's just constant press. That press worked maybe better than any press I've ever seen. And I'm not saying that lightly. I mean, it was every possession, turnover, turnover, turnover. Chartiers Houston for a while really was not shooting that well. It was just they had so many attempts that they were able to build up this 33-point lead. And, Brandon, I know this is going to sound a little bit like salt in the wound. That was maybe my favorite play of the half right there, the no-look save on the pass by Chartiers Houston, leading the bucket from Walsh. Thank you. And, yeah, there it is, Brooklyn Hess. But here's a stat to hit you with how one side of this game has been. Second quarter, Chartiers Houston's Mackenzie Walsh had 8 points, and Allie Wingard had 10. They both outscored Southside for the entirety of the game by themselves in one quarter.
And that itself, when you hear that, that's just completely absurd.
Yeah, it was a 27-4 second quarter for the Buccaneers, and the home fans, there's a pretty good number of them here. They are loving it, including Jeff Havelka, the man right there, about to come into your shot, perhaps. He's going to stop up and say, how are you doing, Jeff? One of the great names in Western Pennsylvania, especially in Washington County, the Havelkas, Jeff, and obviously his father, Terry. Big-time names, especially in Washington County wrestling, but tonight it's all about the Chartiers Houston girls basketball team up by 33 on the visiting Southside Rams. And, Brandon, you mentioned it. We'll have a running clock when we start the second half, and we'll have to wait and see if Southside can maybe try to find some way to save a little face. I don't know if a comeback is in the cards. You never know. I mean, Chartiers Houston just scored 27 points in the second quarter. Doesn't mean Southside can't do that. But this is a high-energy Chartiers Houston team. They've got the deep bench to keep cycling fresh bodies in. It's going to be really tough for Southside.
Well, here's another thing to keep in mind, too, is that Chartiers Houston offensively, I would say, has had an all right game. It's the defense that has really stepped up, like we talked about. And those that 27-4 advantage in that second quarter, you can attribute more than half of that, really, to that stellar defense that Chartiers Houston has. But taking a look around the WPIAL Class 2A girls basketball bracket, we do have one game that has a score update, that being Neshanic and Brentwood in the first round of the playoffs. And the one, Neshanic 26, Brentwood a deuce egg. That's at the end of the first quarter. Otherwise, in Greene County sports, in 3A boys basketball, it's at halftime. Waynesburg Central down the Mohawk by a score of 35-27. So Waynesburg Central hanging in with the number one seed in the 3A boys playoffs. And Well, yeah, it's we got a lot of playoffs underway in the first round, some about to begin in the quarterfinals. Bobby, let's take a look at what's happening in the 2A bracket and girls.
So you mentioned top-seeded Neshanic, 16th-seeded Brentwood. The winner of that one gets the winner of the 8th-seeded Cal Trojans and the 9th-seeded Laurel Spartans. We've got some historic battle in California between the Spartans and the Trojans. Bottom half of that bracket, 4th-seeded Fort Cherry playing host to 13th-seeded Riverview. Winner of that one gets the winner of 5th-seeded Rochester and 12th-seeded Apollo Ridge. That game going on right now in Beaver County. We mentioned, of course, Chartres Houston, the south side. Winner of that one gets the winner of 6th-seeded Aliquippa and 11th-seeded Beth Center. That one also going on up in Beaver County.
I actually think that game might be over because I'm texting with Aliquippa head coach Dwight Lindsay as we speak. I told him the halftime score. He said, thank you. And my guess is that game is over, and my guess is that Aliquippa is either up or has won against Best Center.
Yeah, that was a 6 o'clock tip, so there is a very good chance that one has already concluded. Going to the top right-hand quadrant of this bracket, that's where second-seeded Winchester Thurston resides. They may have also wrapped up. They were taking on 15th-seeded Bentworth. That game was being played at Keystone Oaks. And finally, 7 o'clock tip at Burgettstown, the 7th-seeded Blue Devils taking on the 10th-seeded Jeanette Jayhawks. So again, our immediate attention, winner of this one in front of us gets the winner of Aliquippa and Beth Center. All four of the quarterfinal games will be taking place on Friday, at least scheduled to take place on Friday. This is the UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Girls Basketball Championships presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, or, as it's been branded by District 7, Moe's Madness.
Well, you said it.
I said it. But I never thought I would, but I said it.
Also, we do have a final score update. Winchester Thurston defeated Bentworth by the score of 67-13. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Back again on the WJPA Sports Network, where Chartres Houston up by a lot against Southside. It's 41-8. At halftime against the Southside Rams, it will be a running clock for the remainder of the second half, regardless of what Southside does in the second half. And really the story for Char Houston has been the defense. The full court press has caused not only headaches for Southside, but migraines for the Rams.
Yeah, and that defense has led to some nice balance on offense. Quickly, we'll get you your leading scorers for Chartres Houston, leading the way, Ava. What you got?
I got the Ava Kolovich with 11.
Yep.
Allie Wingard, 10.
Yep.
Sophie Pallone, 9. Mackenzie Walsh, 8. And 2 for Kalani Williams and 1 for Brooklyn Hess.
For Southside, 3 points for Alexis Cook, 2 each for Gia Derrick and Miladia Pavlovich, and a point for Caitlin Miller.
Yep, that's what I got, so we're on the same page there. The Rams will start with the ball down by a lot, and really at this point, with the score being what it is, you know at this point this is going to be your final game, because only that they don't take any teams going or get bounced in the first round. They don't take them into the consolation bracket or the play-in, rather, games for states. So for Southside, you know it's going to be your last game unless something miraculous happens as Miladia Pavlovich drives in and scores the bunny.
Yeah, good start for Southside. They've been able, the few times they've been able to set their offense, they've been able to get some decent penetration, although a 3-on-1 here for Chartreuse Houston won't help.
And Wingard kicks to Pallone in the right wing corner, misses the 3, rebound Derek, and Pavlovich resets for Southside. You got to wonder how much they call off the dogs to Chartreuse Houston.
That was not called. And right as you said that, or right before you said that, even, so the press has been turned off.
And Walsh gets the steal anyway. Bounce pass. Wingard, she scores. Give her 12.
That gives her the game lead.
43-10 Bucks. A minute gone by in the third on a running third quarter clock, regardless of what happens for the remainder of the game. Pavlovich brings it across for the Rams. Lobs it in to Ringhoff. And they go inside, working it up and in is Pulcher, but she misses. And rebound, a jump ball, possession to the Bucks between Pulcher and Wingard.
Good to see Ariel Pulcher back out there. She is playing with 3 fouls, but they need her height out there.
Do have a final score official update. Aliquippa defeats Best Center 43-34.
A good fight from the Bulldogs.
And a 3 from the right wing. That's drained by Sophie Pallone. She's got a quartet of threes tonight.
And she matches Wingard for the game lead with 12.
And over on the left wing, Derek. Fed back to Pulcher. And a feed inside the top of the key. Bounced around. Ping pong into the hands of Pallone. Pallone backs up to the right wing, now goes back to the volleyball line. Chartreuse Houston up by 36 points. And it's fed to Pavlovich. And worked in, and Pulcher misses. Rebound, Derek. And the Rams inbound. It's Pavlovich throwing it away right to Kolovich. And Kolovich scoops it up and scores. Give her 13. 48-10, Bucks. Southside across the timeline. Pulcher feeds it to the left wing for Derek. Pavlovich. And on the left wing, coughs it up and a foul against the Bucks. Clock will continue to wind, and the foul goes against Aubrey Rosantz.
That's her first. That's her second.
Team first.
This one. Okay.
Hey, it's a 38-point game. We got bigger things to worry about right now. Pavlovich shot, jump ball before she can put it up, and stays with the Rams. And south side to inbound again. Inbound to the right wing. Gia Derrick for 3. Short off the side of the rim. Rebound Walsh. Walsh feeds Allie Wingard, who gets behind Alexis Cook. Wingard has it sit on the rim, but it falls out. And the rebound, Kolovich swings out to the left side. Kolovich dribbles to her right.
Got a triple team on Kolovich on that play.
Walsh to the right lane. That's Brick. Rosantz the rebound, and Rosantz puts it back up and in.
Believe it or not, her first points of the night. That lead up to 40. All Bucks. They continue here into the second half as they are up 9-2 in this quarter.
And 50-10 for the game as Pulcher loses it. It's stolen by Kolovich. Kolovich to Wingard. Bounce pass up and in.
Wingard up to 14. PA announcer having some fun.
So is everyone else from Chartiers Houston, pretty much.
Right, everyone in burgundy and gold loving it.
Foul on the Bucks, though.
Second. Beautiful transition bucket here for Wingard. Textbook. Defender committed. The senior wide open. Easy righty layup. She's got 14.
Alexis Cook to inbound from the left lane. And Cook, law pass in to Pavlovich. And Pavlovich corrals it right at the volleyball line. Pavlovich to that left wing.
Kaylani Williams has checked back in for a Chartiers Houston. She had a really nice first shift.
Left elbow jumper, front rim, no good. Pulcher and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams, though.
Last touch by Williams. Bucks going back to the bench with Brooklyn Hess.
And checking back in, Brooklyn Hess, like Bobby said.
Replacing Pallone.
2:32 to go on the turning third quarter clock. Inbound goes to Pavlovich with Southside down by six touchdowns. 52-10.
Good way of putting it.
Lob pass in off the steal by Kolovich. It goes to Hess, and Hess puts it up and in.
Her first field goal.
Yep, she's got three, and it's 54-10. A 13-2 run in the third quarter for the Bucks.
If you want to further emphasize, it's 13-0 since Southside scored first.
That's true. Ball gets tipped out in front of the diminutive Chartiers Houston student section. Or at least what I figure is the student section. They're kind of jumbled up in that right-hand side of the bleachers. There's a turnover thrown right to Williams. Goes to Hess again, and Hess up and in.
I know it's really easy to score when you're the nearest defender is 15 feet away, but Hess looks like she's going to be a really good player. Good form on the layup. Great job to separate from the defense. Just another weapon for Laura Montecalvo.
And working up and in is Pavlovich.
Got blocked.
And now back up and in, and the foul, Brooklyn Hess.
Boy, the freshman taking over this quarter. She's up to six in this quarter, seven overall, as the foul is going to go against Sonia Scott.
And some more reserves come in for both sides. Hess, 7 points already here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation. Bucks up 58-10.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet, and you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Emma Dial on the other end gets the steal and is tripped up and face plants right on the hardwood.
Yeah, this one hurt. Scott kind of really was. I don't know if you should call that a foul on Scott. The feet just kind of got tangled up.
Walsh has the inbound for the Bucks and a pull-up three right wing. No good for Dial. Rebound corralled by Hess, and it's swung out to the right side, at the top side rather, for Dial. Out of bounds. Rams ball under 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Buccaneers up now by seven touchdowns, 59-10.
Pavlovich, good effort to force that turnover.
And Pavlovich has the ball. Football throws it over to left wing, and Pulcher dribbles to the top side. Now Pavlovich takes a desperation heave, won't come close, and that's the end of the third. Chargers Houston 59, Southside 10 on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges.
Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Cotton Eye Joe starting to blare throughout the gym. I don't know if you can catch it from the far side. Well, they just sat down, but a couple of the Chartreuse Houston cheerleaders was doing the Cotton Eye Joe dance, and there's a lot to celebrate for the Bucks. They're up 59-10 against Southside.
It's like some good-natured either razzing or cheering there for number 13, Cameron Myers.
And on the inbound, jump ball, Southside ball.
That last quarter, 18-2 in favor of Chartreuse Houston. We thought, and it, you know, they're coming off a quarter where they were outscored 27-4.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, it's been a nightmare for Southside. Pavlovich gets Williams to do a full split. She should try out for the cheerleading team at that point if she's not a cheerleader.
Got up with it okay.
Pulcher throws it back to Pavlovich, throws it up and triggers a foul.
I think this is it right here. You're saying cheerleader. I say first baseman.
Well, either way.
They're going to get...
It's on Emma Dial on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Pavlovich scored both ends of the free throws to make it 59-12. A couple of turnovers back the other way. Williams throws up to Hess, and she's fouled. She'll shoot two more on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation. Bucks up 59-12. Just about a minute into the fourth.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
1-for-2 trip for Hess. She's got 9, and it's 60-12 Bucks. 6:40 to go in the fourth. Cook on the left wing, and Cook lobs it well over Pavlovich's head. Out of bounds, Bucks ball. Bucks to inbound. They are well on their way to the WPIAL quarterfinals. Aliquippa will await. The Quips are the defending WPIAL champion in Class 2A after upsetting Neshanic in the championship game. Baseline runner by Kehlani Williams.
4 points for her.
And a timeout for the Rams. 6:02 to go in the fourth. Chartiers Houston up by 50 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And we are back with more Cotton Eye Joe inside the Chartreuse Houston Gymnasium. Again, I'm Brandon Rosside, joined by Bobby Fox. Our producer is Jason Tennant. Our camera operator is Hannah Knoll and Brandon Bennett. Thanks for joining us wherever you are as we look to get through the final 5:52 of the fourth quarter. And Southside down by 50 to Chartiers Houston.
Even head coach Laura Montecalvo bobbing the head a little bit to the music here in the Chartiers Houston gymnasium.
And a lob pass inside and bounced off Pavlovich's hands. It goes to Sonia Scott, her first appearance of the game. So all seven players have now officially played for the Rams. Pass bounced off of Derek's hands, out of play. And it's going to be Chartiers Houston ball.
Now, do they go neutral site in the next round, or is it a host site?
Neutral site.
Okay.
And a lob pass as Chartiers Houston breaks the haphazard press. Good catch inside, and getting the two is Grace Littlecott.
Her first basket of the evening.
64-12, Bucks up against Southside. Pavlovich kicks behind her to Pulcher. And Pulcher goes back to Pavlovich. Pavlovich from the left lane. Hits it off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Dial. And it's kicked out to Cameron Myers for the Bucks. Myers lost it and back crosses court, half court. And it's an over and back.
See the final athletic basket for Kaylani Williams. Looks like her night is over. She sits in the middle of the Chartiers Houston bench alongside Allie Wingard. Wingard matching her jersey number with 14 points on the evening.
It's been a really balanced scoring distribution for Chartiers Houston. I mean, you've had really five players that have scored eight or more points.
But nobody over 14.
Right. Three ball left wing, drained by Gia Derrick.
Is Gia Derrick five on the night.
And it's back to a 49-point gap for Southside to overcome in the final 3:47. And off the top of the head, Russell lost it, but the dribble picked up by Hess. Hess feeds it down low, and the two is good for Cameron Myers.
So a lot of deep bench players getting onto the score sheet now.
As expected, with the score being what it is in the final 3.5 minutes to go. Left lane, Pulcher. And Pulcher up and a foul. She'll get sent to the line for Chartier, or for Southside.
Goes against Grace Littlecott, her first.
So again, Chartiers Houston primed to move on into the next round of the playoffs against Aliquippa. First shot is good for Pulcher.
Couple of substitutions. Southside returns Maya Ringhoff. And checking in for Chartiers, number 12, Natalie Dady. Another freshman out there on the floor.
Second shot. Back iron, no good. And the rebound hot potatoed into the hands of Myers. And cherry picking on the other end. Put up and missed by Littlecott. Second chance, falling down, not being able to finish is Hess. And a foul, a hard foul, as Sonia Scott bumps into, is that Littlecott? Yes, it is.
Almost lunging at the basketball. Scott nearly takes her out. We've got a whole slew of new players. Veronica Martin, Amber Loudon, and Whitney Brock. Martin, the junior. Brock and Loudon, both freshmen. And Laura Montecalvo has just about emptied the bench, I think, at this point.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, there's, I think the only player that hasn't checked in yet is Amelia Brosen. I don't think she's dressed.
Going to get a foul called on Southside's
Caitlin Miller,
her first.
Team second, for those still keeping track at home. Three ball on the inbound. Front rim, no good for Russell. Rebound controlled by Caitlin Miller, and here comes Derek. Derek lost it for a moment, and it's flipped behind to Cook. Scott. Scott, toe grazing half court, but, I mean, with the score being 50 points, they're not going to call that. Ball goes out of play. 1:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Chartiers Houston up 66-16. And just for the kids' sake, I mean, I'm sure the Bucs are just thinking about getting one more to get that very elusive 6-7.
Oh, boy. You had to go there, didn't you?
Hey, they're 1 point away. I had to, okay?
It's going to go on Sonia Scott. That's her
second, team third. Correction, team
They've
fourth.
They've got her for four. Yeah. I've only got her for three.
And I got her for two. So we'll just go with what the scoreboard says.
We're all across the spectrum.
Amber Loudon. And now fed to the right wing where it's controlled. And a free throw jumper. No good for Natalie Beatty. And that one put back up and in by the Bucks.
I believe it was Loudon.
Yeah, I believe so too. Amber Loudon. And a substitution timeout. Nope, they're going to call just a regular timeout with 57 ticks remaining on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation. Chartiers Houston up 68-16.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Just a little over 1 minute remaining in the fourth quarter. Chartiers Houston is going to move on to the WPIL quarterfinals unless Southside can score 53 points in 60 seconds. But Chartiers Houston, a tremendous performance, especially on the defensive side of the ball, really causing all sorts of havoc against Southside, led by the mastermind behind it all, Laura Montecalvo, longtime head coach in her 12th year. Will pick up her 194th win as the head girls basketball coach here at Chartiers Houston. Former two-time coach of the year from a couple different publications. She's certainly no stranger just to success in her first few years here at Chartiers Houston. Led the Bucks to a couple WPIL championship appearances, including one championship win back in 2017. Prayer thrown up and missed by Gia Derrick, and a travel on the other end. And of course, that team led by the Temple recruit Alexa Williamson. She was one of the best basketball players to come out of Washington County in a long, long time. Inbound at three, Gia Derrick off the back of the rim. Rebound hops into Cook's hands, and she misses. Derrick gets this rebound now with the final 20 seconds. And really just one last shot at a basket for the Rams. Pavlovich bounces to the left wing. Cook will take the final shot and miss it. Unless Ringhoff has something to say about that. And that's tipped away by Natalie Dady. And she puts it up and in the final seconds of the game. And that will do it. Chartiers Houston defeats Southside 70-16 in the first round of the WPIAL playoffs. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
And we welcome you back to Chartiers Houston. They actually just gave a shout-out to Chartiers Houston's public address announcer, announcing potentially his final game here at Chartiers Houston. That is, unless Chartiers Houston plays a consolation home game, I think that's the only way that they could host, or unless they win the WPIL championship.
Or unless he's leaving for a different job.
Yeah, that's also true. As Chartiers Houston defeats Southside by the final score of 70-16. And now it's time to name our player of the game, brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Lots of options to go with from Chartiers Houston, but ultimately we're going with the lone senior in the starting lineup, Allie Wingard. She finished with 14 points to lead the way for the Buccaneers, leading a very well-rounded scoring output for Chartiers Houston. Congratulations to the senior Allie Wingard and the rest of the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers as they're moving on to the WPIAL quarterfinals. They'll take on Aliquippa at a site and time yet to be determined on Friday, February 20th. Those sites and times will be announced tomorrow morning from the WPIAL front office. And Bobby, when you look at the scoring, Southside didn't have much in the way of scoring. Melodia Pavlovich led the way with 6, Gia Derrick with 5, 3 points for Alexis Cook, 1 from Caitlin Miller, 1 for Ariel Poulter. While Chartiers Houston, they had a bunch of scoring from a bunch of different players. 14 points for the aforementioned Allie Wingard, also had 13 for Ava Kolovich, 12 for Sophie Pallone, 9 for Brooklyn Hess, 8 for Mackenzie Walsh, 4 for Kalani Williams, 2 for Grace Littlecop, Natalie Dady, Amber Loudon, Aubrey Rosance, and Cameron Myers. So lots and lots of scoring for the Bucs. And really, the story of tonight wasn't the offense, it was the defense. They put on a clinic tonight.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations to Allie Wingard. This could be her final game in this gymnasium as a senior. But defense turns to offense. When they weren't pressing, they were trapping. Turnover after turnover after turnover. Not an exaggeration to say easily 30 turnovers forced by Chartiers Houston in this game.
And probably mid to upper 30s.
Yeah. And a big positive with that scoring balance, there's no one person that the defense can focus on to try to take away. As we saw, any member of the Chartiers Houston starting five potential to beat you. And just a convincing, impressive win by the Buccaneers. They move on. That Aliquippa game could be a good one. Obviously, we didn't see the Quips tonight as they beat Beth Center. Not an impressive score, 43-34. But any team from Aliquippa, they certainly have the reputation for toughness and athleticism. Got to expect that from the Quips. And we'll see what Chartiers Houston can do. But if they've got that offensive balance working, if they've got that full court press working, and then that trap on the rarer times that Southside was able to get into a set, that trap was causing all kinds of headaches. Chartiers Houston looks like they could be very difficult to deal with as the 3 seed. Winchester Thurston on the other side of this bracket is the 2 seed. The Bears always with a fantastic girls basketball tradition. So there's some loaded teams on this side of the bracket. And, of course, the other side, you got the top seed in the Shannock. Should be a great run to the Peterson Event Center for the 2A championship.
Absolutely, and I've seen Aliquippa earlier this year. They're not what they were last year, losing a lot of talent from last year's championship-winning team, but they're certainly not a team to be slept on either. That should be a good one coming up on Friday. We'll be there on the WJPA Sports Network to cover that, just like we will for all the other teams remaining in Washington County. But nonetheless, for our producer, Jason Tennant, and our camera operators, Hannah Nolan, Brandon Bennett, and my broadcasting partner, Bobby Fox, I'm Brandon Ross-Sai, as this broadcast is brought to you by Schwanee Broughton Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers just like you. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. Sylvanian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington Green County Chapter, PA Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. From all of us here at the WJPA Sports Network, including our executive producer, Bob Gregg, I'm Brandon Rossi, signing off from Chartiers, Houston, as the Buccaneers put on a marvelous defensive performance and take down Southside with ease by a final score of 70-16. Have a great night from Houston, PA.